Hey everybody, this is Loli Jane, animal communicator and energy healer from animals-speak.com, and you're listening to Loli Jane Animal Communication Podcast, the show that promises to open your mind and heart to the amazing world of animal communication, energy healing, and what I like to call interspecies therapy. Thanks for joining me. First, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a certified international professional animal communicator and pranic energy healer. I offer remote and in-person animal communication, whether they are alive or in spirit. I also offer pranic healing for humans and animals for trauma, injuries, pain, illness, disease, and also behavioral and emotional issues. Again, for both humans and animals. And for the humans, I can also provide spiritual guidance by channeling your angels and guides and even do a past life regression. So if you've ever wanted to become an animal communicator, I also teach animal communication training and provide one-on-one mentoring. So check out my website and workshop schedules at animals-speak.com or at mindbodyspiritworkshops.com. Today's episode is an amazing interview with myself and Lisa Huber from the I Am Divine Broadcasting Group, where she is interviewing me all about talking to animals. This interview is very long, so in this episode, I'll be talking about part three, which is the last part of this interview. We'll be talking about everything, about animal communication, my personal journey, how I work as an animal communicator, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Kind of, you know, totally like believes in animal communication, and I think she's kind of halfway there. She'll go to the animal and go, Loli's going to talk to you. Or so-and-so, or, you know, maybe not Loli, but an animal communicator is going to talk to you. There's other animal communicators that work with them. So I guess one of the students didn't end up talking to them. And that was like months ago, months and months and months ago. So the animal's like pissed off.
Yeah.
When is my turn? So right. I got to talk to the tiger and they're like, I've been waiting for months to talk to you. I'm like, well, actually, no, that wasn't me. That was another communicator. Sorry. I go, but I'm here to listen to you now. And I'll, you know, let's talk about everything that you want to talk about. So it's amazing. They get to be heard. They get to be acknowledged. And, you know, then I get to help with the humans, you know, taking care of your own pets or the zookeepers or the rescue center caretakers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about authenticity.
Okay.
So somebody called me up once and said, I'm going to the vet. And my animal's really nervous. Can you tell my animal that we're really going to a dog park?
Mm.
I love these lessons. I love like what comes in. Because right. When stuff comes to me, it's divine. It's like something that I need to learn. Like all the different types of animal cases that I've done, those came to me divinely because it was something I needed to learn or something I needed to shift about myself.
Mm-hmm.
So this animal, the authenticity. Okay, sorry, I got off track here. So the authenticity. So this person called me about, can you lie to my animal, basically? And I'm like, well, here's how it works. No, I can't. Because animals can read your thoughts. Whether it's an image you're sending out, whether it's a smell you're sending out, whether it's an olfactory thing, whether it's a sound, whether it's a frequency, whether it's verbalization through words.
Mm-hmm.
You send a thought bubble out, which is a thought form. Okay, well, guess what? They can read your thoughts. They're telepathic. Mm-hmm. Do you think you can lie with telepathy? No, you cannot. Can you tell an untruth? No, you cannot. Mm-hmm. You cannot tell an untruth. So guess what? I want to live in this world, don't you? I want to live in the new earth.
Yes.
That we're creating, where we're all telepathic and nobody can lie to anybody else. And you're going to see everybody transparently for who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no more lying. There will be no more deception. There will be no more, you know, this fake marketing. I want to offer a class on conscious marketing.
Right, right.
You know, because like, be authentically you,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, because you have such gifts to offer. So you cannot lie to an animal. It's an impossibility.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be done. So I have to explain to the person, well, you know, they can hear your thoughts. They can hear your thoughts. So even if you say verbalization, so even if you said, oh, God, let's go to the dog park. Here, pick a name. Give me a dog name or a cat name.
Sarge.
Sarge. Sarge, come on. Let's go in the car. Let's get in your cage. We're going to go to the doggy park. We're going to have treats and we're going to have fun with the doggy park. The dog's like, I know where you're taking me. So I can hear your thoughts of the vet and your, you know, nervousness about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only will the dog be lied to, because let's pretend they never called me. Let's pretend you're the person. Okay. So you never call Loli for intervention on, you know, how to talk to the animal. So you're actually trying to lie to your dog. Well, what's going to happen? If you are lied to, what do you feel? Can you see the chat? Lisa?
Yes. Yep. I'm looking in the chats. Mm-hmm.
I can't see anything.
Okay. Yeah. I don't see anything.
What do you
but
guys feel if you're lied to? What do you feel?
What do you feel,
Shauna? I get mad.
Mm-hmm.
I get mad.
And you feel what? Betrayed, right? Betrayal. So not only do you feel irritated and mad that you're being lied to, but you feel completely betrayed. And I've had animals tell me, you can betray me once, twice, three times, I'm out. Run away. They don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't like betrayal at all. It's not a good feeling to them. Because they're doing this huge service to be with you and you're going to betray them. Okay, so they don't like betrayal. And you feel lied to, you feel betrayed, and all the negative emotions that go with being lied to. And on top of that layering, right, then the person's projecting anxiety. It's a thought form, right? So mm-hmm. what do? When we feel something, we project it, and it goes out into the universe, and that energy is all around in our aura. It's in our chakras. It's being shared with other people because they're in our auras, and we intermingle auras. So you're... Now, on top of that, you have anxiety because you're thinking about the vet and worried about shots and what he thinks about the shots and, you know, all this other stuff. So now they feel lied to, betrayed. Now they're picking up on your anxiety and they may be mirroring it back to you. So now they act anxious and act crazy and act despondent because you're lying to them and all kinds of weird emotions come up, you know? And so that's not the thing to do, even with your own animal. So you always, always want to speak the truth. I know it's not easy because in the human kingdom, which is the animal kingdom, but the the way we live our 3D life, which is gone because we're in 4D right now,
mm-hmm.
The way we've been trained to talk to each other and, you know, through social media is even worse because, you know, now we just send people emojis.
Yeah.
You know? We don't even speak anymore. You know, we've lost our ability to use a throat chakra entirely with
right.
our programming, with the programming in school, with the programming with the social media and not knowing even how to communicate with each other. You know, when you grow up texting, you don't know how to have a conversation with somebody. Not even a skill, right? I thank God I grew up in the and that I'm older and I didn't have cell phones or devices when I grew up because I learned how to actually talk.
Yes.
But I have to share something. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I was going to say, and if you're highly sensitive or an empath, you know what we're talking about. When somebody's lying to you, it's like, boom, you know. I mean, it's just, I know.
And sometimes you don't even know what you're feeling. Because sometimes you just feel something's not quite right, but you're not sure. And now, past the Lion's Gate that we just went past,
right,
and past all of this, you know, high vibe, Schumann resonance and all of that stuff. And, you know, our vibrational states being lifted.
Right.
Is we're a lot more sensitive to that, I would say. And you can now tell very easily when people are telling untruths very quickly. Like, even much more, you know, even though I knew, I always wanted to believe in the good in people, and so I wouldn't listen to that little nudging. But now, like, for certain, I'm like, I walk away. I'm like, oh, you're just not telling me the truth.
Me too. No? Yeah.
So,
and can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
Also, if you're a people pleaser like I used to be, you might tell a little white lie not to hurt someone's feelings, and then it just catapults into something even more complicated because you told a white lie.
We're trained to be people pleasers.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Right.
So we learn how to do little white lies, sugarcoat things. Mm-hmm. And especially the people that we're closest to. The people that we're closest to, they're the ones that need us the most to tell them the truth. Even if it's the horrible, honest truth. And, you know, I can't tell you how much communication skills I learned from
the animals.
The animals.
Yeah.
From not just the animals, but because I'm a different kind of animal communicator where I do more therapeutic, you know, like some animal communicators, they just do like what a medium does, where they just do, you know, your doggy says this, your horse says this, you know, who belongs to that dog or horse or cat or whatever. With me, it's more therapeutic, so you get deeper into it. And I have to deliver messages that are like, how in the hell am I going to tell this person what their animal just told me? And be nice about it and be loving and kind and help this person. And I'll share something else with you.
Uh-huh.
But I was a terrible communicator. Okay, I grew up deaf almost. I was not a good communicator. Mm-hmm. My throat chakra was completely blocked off. I was told by countless psychic after psychic after psychic that your lesson in this lifetime and the thing you need to overcome in this lifetime is your throat chakra. It's blocked, cut off. You've been choked. You've been hung. You've been violated. You've been, you know, witch trials. You know, you name it. I've done it. My throat chakra was just blocked. And I was, you know, that's the ears, that's the throat, speaking your spiritual truth. I could never be myself. And then when I would try to communicate what was in my heart, it came out with like violent anger, really, like most of my life. Because I was like these angry animals that have never been heard or acknowledged for who I am. And I got tired of pretending I was somebody else when I wasn't, you know?
Right.
And it's been an evolution, but the animal communication, the lessons that came to me having to, number one, negotiate with the animal, but the biggest one are how to then share with the human being.
Yeah.
Wow. Like really I honed my skill in communication. I learned how to speak my spiritual truth. I learned how to speak to others kindly and softly. I learned so much and so many skills that I did not have before. And it really shifted stuff. So let me share this story with you.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my sessions that I had was with a horse. And she said, my horse doesn't like me. I don't know what happened, why my horse doesn't like me. I said, why do you think your horse doesn't like me? She goes, because the horse always runs away from me. You know, I always ask behaviors. Remember I said, I don't say, you know, why don't you like your human? I always ask, what are the behaviors? And I ask them about those behaviors. Right. So why do you have these behaviors? How do you feel about your human? Oh, I love my human. My human's so great. I love my human. So I said, well, why do you run away from your human when she comes near you, when she approaches you? She said, I don't like the others. What others? Well, you know, the others. I said, well, what are the others? What does the word the others mean? Well, you know, the others, and then sent me images, because I get all of it, right? I get the images, right, and audio. So I can ask for clarification. If I get an image, I can clarify. If I get an audio, I can clarify. And sometimes they'll send me audio and images. So I get an image of like spirits around this person. And then I ask, you know, did you mean to send me this image? Are you talking about like entities, like spirits? And the horse is like, yeah, yeah, I don't like the others. Called it the others. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a horror movie, right?
Yeah, I think there is one.
So, called I love my person, but I don't like the others. I said, well, why does she have the others? Why are they around her? And the horse told me why the others are around and told me, well, my person drinks a lot, like alcohol. Mm-hmm. And she gets drunk a lot and she does drugs a lot.
Mm.
And so I'm like, how am I going to tell this to the
human? Yeah.
Like, how to fix this? Like, yeah. Like, you have to get rid of your entities because you're a drug addict.
Right.
Like, how am I going to do this?
Yeah. Cause she's
okay, so I delicately told mm-hmm. the person the truth, because mm-hmm. I meditated on it. I'm like, it doesn't serve anybody. It doesn't serve me, it doesn't serve the animal, and it doesn't serve the human for me to sugarcoat this mm-hmm. and cover it up. Because I do know animal communicators who do that. They don't, mm-hmm. they will take out some of the communication because right. there's no way they're going to share it.
Right.
I will share it, okay? Because it doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve a purpose of me getting to the root and the soul issues, right?
Right.
So sometimes I may have to tell the person things they do not want to hear, like working on themselves, like they got to do a chunk of work on themselves, or that they're, you know, having alcohol drug issues. So I delicately shared it with the person. I read a word for word notes
mm-hmm.
and, you know, also add to it when I'm talking to them. And she admitted, she said, I go in, she's like, you have no way of knowing that. She goes, I go in the barn and I drink in mm-hmm. front of the horse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm having problems, I go in the barn and I get drunk. And she goes, I also do some drugs. And she said, you know, I tried to run over my husband once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
so I help them because I do the whole pranic healing thing. I do something called pranic psychotherapy,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, removing emotions, removing traumas, and also removing, you know, not so good beings in there and entity stuff. Mm-hmm. I do not do possessions. So I've been asked that, you know, do you remove possessions? I'm not a shaman. I could do it, but I choose not to do possessions. Okay. So that's where I draw a line, but I will mm-hmm. do some, you know, elementals are embedded in your chakras and, you know, some stuff. So I turned her around and I turned her on to Twin Hearts meditation, which is very, very healing. It's a pranic healing meditation. I had her do a bunch of exercises and different things on a daily basis, every day. Of course, mm-hmm. she had to stop what she was doing with the addiction stuff. I did some energy healing work on her with the addiction. Because when you have addiction, you do have entities in there. You do have elementals embedded in your chakras.
Right.
So we did all that work. And she was really good because she did so much homework. Because she really wanted to fix this on her own. And she called me later. She goes, you changed my life.
Oh,
that's you changed my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did I know when I was told I'm going to talk to a horse that I was going to go change somebody's life? No, I did not know that.
Right.
And like, it's so profound because then the horse, you know, the horse goes up to her now. I feel like I healed, you know, I helped her help herself heal that seven generations forward, seven generations back, plus the horse. The horse has generations too, seven generations back, seven generations forward. the next incarnation, and it's healed. Beautiful. It's amazing.
I can't say enough how much I'm loving this show. And can I say, some of these stories that you're talking about, are they going to be in your book or one of those two books?
Yeah, a lot of it's going to be in my book. So I don't have a deadline for my book, but I'm halfway through.
Yay!
So, and I'm not sure if I'm looking for a publisher. I would like to have a literary agent and have it published. If anybody knows, send them my way. If not, it, you know, may end up on Amazon, Kindle. I'm not sure. I want to do Audible.
Right.
And I would also like to work with the hard of hearing and deaf community.
Wow.
So I would like to work with a person. I never learned sign language as a kid growing up. Okay. I didn't get my hearing fixed until I was 17 years old. Can you imagine? 6 years old was first grade. And then 17 is when I graduated from high school.
Wow.
So I was profoundly hard of hearing from 6 to 17.
Right. And this was part of your...
I never learned sign language.
Mm-hmm.
I never went to a special school. I learned how to read lips on my own. Mm-hmm. And I became very, I would say, outside the box, like the way you communicate. I always was very observant. And to this day, when I watch TV, because I can't really, I'm hard of hearing still. I've had two surgeries, which then the wire got pulled out. So I'm still actually hard of hearing. So I have trouble with the TV because, you know, it's like so dissipated in your environment.
Right.
So I put the captions on and I always listen to all these different languages, like, you know, all the subtitles in different languages. It doesn't faze me at all because I'm used to watching in captions anyway.
Right.
English. So whether it's French or English or German or whatever it is, it doesn't matter to me because I'm used to
having
a quick mind where I can pick up the captions and watch the story at the same time. So I kind of like, you know, picked up a few skills along my formative years.
Yeah.
You know, but the profoundness of it is this thing that caused much, much, much suffering in my life. I got fired from a job for being hard of hearing. For real. Yeah.
Mm.
So much suffering in my life is the other side of the coin, which is, you know, that I could do this work. And I'm I thought all animal communicators were the same. So I went to school with a bunch of students from two classes.
Mm-hmm.
So the class that I started with and then the class before. And we went through the training at our own pace. So I got it done in, I don't know, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are still doing it. And, you know, they work slower. They have full-time jobs and all of that. But we always talked. So we had this group where we shared with one another. We would call each other sometimes. And so I didn't know because I found out we're all communicating differently, like with animals. It's not all the same.
Right.
And so what I assumed, everybody got clairaudient. I assumed it was audio for everybody. And they're like, no, I only get images or I only get empathic feeling or pain or whatever it is.
Right.
Like, really? So I found out that was like an additional really... cool, my favorite skill, because I can get the personality of the animal.
Yes, I would.
So we're all different. So when you learn, when I teach you, when you guys come to my school,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put together the formal training when Carol Gurney retires. I don't want to, you know, step on her toes, information. So she's retiring, 2023. I'll do the more formalized training. 2023 is around the corner, guys. So I'm going to do an introduction to animal communication. So I'm going to have that done by October. So if you go on my website, and I'll give it to you at the end, but my website is animals-speak-. So it's the word animals and then hyphen speak.com. Okay. And I think you have my QR code.
Yes. And
on the header.
Yep. Guys, if you go on to whatever platform you're on, except for Clubhouse, if you click on that link on YouTube, you'll see I have all of her contact information underneath the video and also scrolling across that banner that you'll be able to see her websites and all the different social media accounts. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go on there and there's a pop-up box, put your info in, because I assure you, I do not have time to spam you. I tell everybody, I do my own marketing. I do not have time to spam you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get something from me, it'll be every once in a while, and it'll be very important. It'll either be an event or a coupon, which I rarely give, you know, because of how many hours I work for your animal. So I don't charge you by the hour.
Are you still doing I know you were doing pro bono are you still doing that with the zoo and the sanctuaries? And
yes. So my next client, let me grab my phone. Mm-hmm. So I have I just made that smaller.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, was that you? Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, let me grab my phone. I'll show you my next client. Pretty cool. So my next client is named Moxie. She is a lioness.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't she gorgeous? I want to use her for one of the covers of my book. She is stunning. She's amazing. I can't wait to talk to her. So they just sent me the questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk to her. I'm very excited.
Oh, that
so
is.
I also have, let me put this out there since mm-hmm. any of you can share this.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a very generous, beautiful soul who's willing to donate money once a month to me to talk to animals. And she's really into horses and donkeys.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants me to communicate with animals. She's willing to pay for a once a month session.
Mm-hmm.
So she paid for me to talk to Moxie. She's paying for me because I'm usually doing a lot of work for free.
Right.
So if you know of anybody that has a horse rescue, or a donkey rescue, she wants me to talk to some horses and donkeys. Or if you have any other animals, you know, that are out there that aren't domestic animals that I can talk to, for this purpose, you know, for the purpose of the books and getting the messages for humanity and sharing, then contact me. My email is on my website. So when you go to my website, you can find my email,
mm-hmm.
My phone number and everything. What else were you going to ask me, Lisa?
No, this is absolutely wonderful. So just to repeat, guys, and anybody on replay, please feel free to contact Lolly Jane on her website. If you know of anybody that has donkey or horse rescue, so that you could do, it's like a once a month type of thing that this person.
Yeah. So I have her, you know, doing a donation for me once a month.
Yeah.
And I asked her if I could do all the animals, not just horses and donkeys. So she said yes, but
okay.
I thought I'd throw a few horses and donkeys in because I don't have, I moved back to Florida from Hawaii. So I don't have like a connection with the, mm-hmm. you know, Florida community here and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to share a story with you. I thought I was done talking, but I keep thinking of things. Another exciting one. Okay, so I worked with the Wild Heart Sanctuary in Utah, and they rescue wild Mustangs. And I talked to almost the entire Infinity herd. And Infinity, like an Infinity symbol, 8, is 8 horses. So the Infinity herd is 8. So I talked to almost the entire herd of wild Mustang, but these wild Mustangs had a special ability. They were healers.
Yes.
So what she does is mm-hmm. she has a sanctuary where she brings people in that have had like, you know, cancer or like long-term ailments or diseases that they could never get rid of. And the horses will go up to them and they'll touch them and bump them in certain spots, and they will be healed like forever. And so she does this amazing work, and she keeps rescuing more and more and more. And so I talked to, I think, 6 of her 8 Infinity herd at the time when I was working with her. And the lead Mustang. Okay, so you know all about alpha. The alpha. There's always an alpha in all hierarchies, even domestics, especially the cats. They have crazy hierarchies. And I found out the alpha, you're going to love this. The alpha is like the bully. And no, I'm sorry. The alpha is like the president. And I'm not talking about our politics. I'm just talking in general. Okay.
Right, so, right.
An analogy. The alpha is like the president and the assistant. So the animals told me, oh, I don't do the work. I have my assistant do it. So the assistant's like the vice president. But the one who's like, you know, Guido, like the, you know, the bully, you know, like the gangster bully is the assistant. So a better analogy besides president and vice president is the godfather. So the alpha's like the godfather and, you know, the assistant does all the work.
Wow.
Okay. So how do you like that? So there's always an alpha. So in this herd, the female named Noble Moon.
Oh, so
Noble Moon was the female divine alpha. I'm so glad it was a female. So I talked to her and I talked to some of the other horses, but when I was talking to her, I talked to her for 4 hours.
This was the horse you were talking about. Wow. Yeah.
And she shared everything with me about how they do healing. And I shared how I do healing. And at the end, and then I thought it was the end, right? So at the end, I said, you know what? I have to do an energy healing session next on a human remotely who was in Arizona. So I said, would you like to sit in and watch? Since I have this healer animal, you know, master healer animal dialed up already, that she could stand by and watch me do an energy healing on a human in another location. Wrap your mind around that one.
Wow.
Yeah. So she said, I would love to. I would love to. She goes, but first, you need to get some food and drink some water because you're going to topple over. And I literally did feel like fainting. Because you're going to topple over.
Can I ask you, just out of curiosity, because I know two people that work with healing horses, and one of them is Ginny Jablonski and Michelle Cope. And I didn't know if one of those two were the ones you were talking about with the sanctuaries. Because
No.
Okay, I'm just curious because they talked about the healing.
Yeah, but hook them up with me for sure.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to love this.
Love to do that. Yes. Yes. Okay. So I keep thinking of new stories. Okay. So this is amazing too. This is just an amazing experience, which I don't know too many people who've had this one. Okay, so I get something to eat and drink and I go back and I arrange all my stuff for the energy healing session. So Noble Moon watches me for the next 2 hours. I'm with Noble Moon for 6 hours. Okay. Yeah. So Noble Moon watches me. And she doesn't intervene the entire time. She watches me for 2 hours. I do a remote energy healing on somebody. And at the end, she goes, after I'm done, I go, what did you think? She goes, that was amazing. She goes, I want to bring you into the sanctuary where we're at, and I want you to train the rest of the herd.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, wait a second. I just talked to a horse who then watched me do an energy healing, who then just invited me to come in and train a herd of animals, all without human intervention. Oh, my God.
Wow.
And she explained to me, I go, well, what's different about the way you do it? So she said, so... Do you know what Shakti pot is? Does everybody know? Let me tell you what the term Shakti pot is. You're not aware. Okay. So Shakti pot is that divine healing where you have so much chi, ki, prana, ruach, same words, different languages. All of those words. Ki, chi, prana, mana. Okay. you have so much in your body that it was like what Jesus did. You could just tap somebody's forehead. It's like what the evangelists do on TV, except I think half of those are fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, they tap somebody on the forehead, they fall down, they faint, and they're healed, right?
Right.
That's Shaktipat.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's instant. That's what Jesus did. Jesus was Shaktipat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you had so much inner chi built up that you can do that. So pranic healing is not that. Pranic healing is you're using external forms of what we call prana, right? Because it comes from India and China and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Prana is the word we use instead of chi. So you use outside sources of prana. We use solar prana. We use air prana. We use divine prana from the crown. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
We use some of our own prana, but try not to. We use ground prana. All the elements have mm-hmm. prana. And then the sun, and then the crown, the divine.
Mm-hmm.
So we use outside sources. We bring it in through our crown, through our heart, out our hands. And just like the Buddha sculpture, you know, that's how we deliver it. So mm-hmm. you're taking prana in through one hand, and like a teapot, you're delivering it through the other hand, just like the Buddha sculpture.
Right. Okay?
So the way I do it, it's the other name for it is external medical qigong.
Mm-hmm.
Internal medical qigong is where you build all the qi inside. That's mm-hmm. how you can do Shaktipat. Okay. But it takes a long time to develop the qi. And if you're like me, you just don't have it. Okay. You just don't have it because, you know, I walk by people and have my energy zap. So I'm not going to be a Shaktipat, at least not right now. I'm hoping I will in the future. I had a conversation with Jesus the other day on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a dream, and I was talking to Jesus, and I'm like, Jesus, I want to do what you do. And, you know, meaning the Shaktipat. And
right.
Like, you're already doing it. I go, well, I don't tap people in their heel. He goes, well, you walk by them and they are.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he handed me all these herbs and oils, and then the dream ended before I found out what they are. So I assume they're like frankincense and myrrh and all that biblical.
Yes. Stuff.
So that was my dream with Jesus about the Shaktipat. But back to the horse. So he didn't use the word Shaktipat, but he's explaining to me, or she, I'm sorry, she, Noble Moon. Mm-hmm. She's explaining to me how that's what they do. They're Shaktipat healers. So they have so much chi and energy, and they are like dolphins. I would
wow.
say horses and dolphins are exactly alike. They have mm-hmm. so much third eye open and so mm-hmm. much telekinetics and telekinesis mm-hmm. and telepathy. And they can see. They can just walk right up to the energy because they can see the energy.
Mm-hmm.
They can see all energy. So if you have cancer, they can see the area like an x-ray. They need. Mm-hmm. They know exactly where to go. Okay? So horses are connected to the root chakra. Did you know, if you look at a poster of wild horses, that will connect your root chakra and ground you? Not only grounding, but you can energize your root chakra from a poster of wild horses.
Wow.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know. You know how we take in prana? Mm-hmm. From like outside sources,
mm-hmm.
but you can also suck in the prana from a poster of wild horses
mm-hmm.
and other things mm-hmm. like the angelic realm. We have angelic posters that we use and healing right. angels. We have a healing angel poster that we use.
That is
something
so
like awesome. That. I know. It's so cool. Okay. Well, so the way Noble Moon and the rest of the Infinity Herd work is they were Shaktipat healers. So they would mm-hmm. just go, you know, nudge or tap and it's done. Done deal. They didn't have to do all the work that I do, you know, throwing stuff in a salt bucket and cleansing my hands and all that mm-hmm. stuff, right? That's why I asked Jesus. I'm like, this is too much. You need to give me some Shaktipat skills. So pranic healing is more work. That's why it takes me 2 hours as opposed to like 5 minutes. Okay, so, but Noble Moon was so enthralled with the way I do what I do. He's mm-hmm. like, I want you to come train the horses how to do this. So, you know, I didn't get a chance to go back to Utah and you know, the whole COVID thing and the vaccine thing and this and that and everything else. And so it never happened, you know, but it's just, when I look back on that conversation with that horse and the rest of the horses, mind blowing. It spiritually alters you. I mean, I have been so changed. If I could sum up this presentation and this, you know, talk, it's how spiritually changed I have become from these, you know, clients that came to me, or the animals came to me, because it changed me in so many like amazing ways. Because once you know, you can't unknow.
Mm-hmm. And it really hit me when you said, and I never thought about it, that you became an expert translator to humans from animals in the kindest, most compassionate way you could explain to them how they were, you know, mirroring or I never thought about that. You know, I mean, I know animals do, they're down here for their own soul evolvement, and they're also here to help us. But I never thought about the, you know, how for you to communicate, to develop that compassion, to be able to explain to a human something that's really rough to explain, to help you to communicate better, because I have throat chakra I'm learning as well. Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. I wanted to be an animal communicator because I was so passionate about animals.
Mm-hmm.
And when that woman walked in there, and it just, like, I couldn't stop thinking about it, you know? And I actually got canned from that job for not reaching my sales quota after 2 years. And after that, there was a period of time where I went through different things going, I'm going to become something that I'm passionate about. I have to find my passion.
Yep.
So I tried beekeeping for a day. I tried being a beekeeper. I put on a beekeeping suit and I tried being a beekeeper. At the end of the day, I'm like, I pay homage to anybody that has anything to do with honey, including the bees, but hell no. It was like too hot and sweaty and so hard. Manual labor.
Yeah.
You know, and then I tried being a jewelry maker and that didn't work. Then I got to the, you know, part about the animal communicator when the other person came in and said that to me, and it was that's it. This is it.
That's it. You knew it. That is awesome.
I knew it. But when I walked into, I want to be an animal communicator because I love animals,
mm-hmm.
and I'm already, you know, channeling and all this stuff. I had no idea that I was going to become an amazing human communicator. I had no idea.
That's the aspect
that
of it.
I was going, it's like taking NLP and neuro-linguistics programming, mm-hmm. or like taking, like, you know, Tony Robbins, or like a workshop, but it's from the animals. And
from the animals. Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing. I never thought about it. It didn't connect until you said that in this show, how that has transformed you with being able to communicate, you know. Amazing. That's amazing. I wanted
and, you
to
know,
say
I have to give kudos. Oh, I have to give kudos to my mentor, Sue Irwin, because she would get in my face sometimes and, you know, like point me in that direction. Like, you're, you know, these difficult cases that you're getting are for you, for your lesson too, not just the person's lesson.
Because so I would have
would
a difficult
redirect
time.
Me.
Like, you want to sugarcoat it so you don't hurt their feelings, but now I'm past that. You know, I get that. That's just
like, why do I have this case with this angry person who's yelling at me?
Yeah,
you know, blaming me for her issues. Well, because I needed to learn that, and I didn't need to learn that deeply, just like she is. You know, it's mirroring upon mirroring upon mirroring.
Yes,
amazing.
I absolutely, oh my goodness, love this show. I wanted to say, guys, if you're still in the feed or if you just popped on, please check out the replay. We've been on here for a little over 2 hours, but it was just packed full of knowledge. So I hope you'll, you know, rewind, check the replay. And also, Shauna, are you there? Hello, Shauna.
I'm here.
Before
Hi,
we close, I just want to thank you so much for you've been with us since the beginning. Did you want to say anything to Lolly before we close out?
Wow. I just think that you're awesome.
Yes.
I grew up wanting to do exactly what you're doing. To be honest, I did. I mean, that it, I didn't know it. I mean, I guess I did know it, but I mean, I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, I really wanted to be like that.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to go, you know, what's wrong? You know, what is wrong with you? And be able to help people, you know, who are struggling, and pets who are struggling, and animals who are struggling. And, you know, I mean, not to go back to my RJ, but, you know, I mean, he's a special guy. And it's like, there's a lot of times where I'm like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. I don't know what to say to you. I don't know how to react to you. And, you know, and the same thing with, you know, a couple of other, you know, my Zoe, I just don't know really. She's new to us, you know, and she has some behavioral issues as well. But the baby, she's perfect.
And how?
I mean, I could even ask him that question. Like, your person doesn't quite hear like I do, and she wants to know from you, like, how can she better receive it or react to you or whatever? And I can literally ask the animal a simple question like that, and they'll give me pointers. Oh, my person doesn't understand like you do. Oh, this is what she can do. And they'll tell me ideas. You know, I ask them what they need to be comfortable. You know, what they need from their person to feel comfortable in whatever situation that we're talking about. And they'll tell me, this is what I need. This is what my body needs. This is what I need. This is what I need from my person. And then I can go back and share that, because, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
This summer, what I did, or spring, what I did is I live in a 2-bedroom trailer. And so the biggest thing for me was that especially with RJ, was that I wanted to give him a space to where he could run, you know, where he could exercise, where he could be outside without there being a leash attached to him. Because I felt as though that was what he needed. And so I built a fence, they're baby gates mm-hmm. all the way around the front of my trailer to the entrance, so that he can be out there and he can metaphorically chase the trucks and bark at everybody. And, well, he's gotten out a couple of times. He's figured out, you know, hey, here's a loophole, let me take it, you know. And he's given me a run for my money on that end. And it's like, dude, seriously, you know. And I don't think that he wants to run away from me, because he always comes back and he doesn't go far. But I'm like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I am. I don't know if this is like just me being intuitive. You know, I don't want to say that this is the definitive, because I haven't tuned in with him yet. But what I'm getting, like, intuitively, is that he's running away because he wants you to, like, learn this stuff. And to you're not getting it. You're not getting it. You're just doing the material, you know, world things that need to be done to protect him. But he's trying to tell you something. Animals do not do stuff for no reason. Mm-hmm. They always have a reason. Always, always, always. And many times the reason is to turn my person back around so they can then, you know, they know that you can contact somebody. they know you can find somebody to talk to animals.
So,
you know, so to turn them back so you can learn this ability also.
And you said you're going to have your classes starting in 2020. Yeah,
so in October, so I'm going to have intro class in October.
Mm-hmm.
Get on that pop-up thing on, you know, when animals. It first pops up on my website.
.speak.
On animals-speak.
Okay.
.com. Put yourself in there and then I'll send you an event invite. I'm going to charge for it. I don't know how much yet, but it's going to be intro to animal communication. And then we're going to go from there. So then we're going to have, for those who have already taken a little bit of animal communication, a mentoring program. Like some people have already taken a class,
mm-hmm.
but they can't do it because they're having trouble just hearing or whatever. I can do private mentoring or group mentoring. And then we're going to have a track, which is for pet owners, pet lovers, and then another track for professional from there. But in October, I will do the intro to animal communication class, and you can all get on board with that.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, guys. And as much as I'd love to stay on, we actually have to get going. We've been on here for 2 hours and 15 minutes, and I greatly thank you for your
time. Wait, I want to share one more thing.
Yeah.
One more. I want to end with this, okay? So when I lived in Hawaii, I lived on a beach with a beach called Magic Sands in a very sacred area called Laloa, which means in Hawaiian, very sacred. So, you know, it has some very high energies there. So I lived across the street. So I would go in the water there and this bumblebee goby fish would swim right up to me. And I had to look it up, you know, I'm like, what kind of fish is this? I looked it up and it looked like a bee. It literally looked like a bee. Wow. And I found out bumblebee goby fish do not swim in open ocean. They do not. They live in rivers and estuaries. And nowhere near this beach was a river or an estuary. And I'm like, why are you here? So the bumblebee goby fish told me a couple of things. He told me that it's actually the bee ascension. They go into the ocean. And it blew my mind because I saw a lot of bees come down from the mountain and fly over the ocean all the time. So he was telling me, or she was telling me, that a bee ascension thing. And so I would see bees in the water after that floating like they were dead. I would congratulate them. But I said, do you have any messages for humanity?
Mm-hmm.
And this was not the only time that I spoke to this bumblebee goby fish. I lived right across the street. So I went in the ocean frequently. Every time I would go in the ocean, this bumblebee goby fish would come out of nowhere, solitary, and speak to me. And it would go in these big giant waves. I mean, the waves were like sometimes 20 feet high in that beach. And you have to go under instead of over. And this fish would swim over the 20-foot high wave with me while I would go under and still be with me when I would come up. I mean, would go around and swim with me for like hours. Crazy. So I said, well, do you have any messages for me or the humans?
Mm-hmm.
And the bumblebee goby fish gave me a message. And then I wrote it down. I'm kind of keeping a diary. And then a long time later, I didn't see the bee. I'll give you the message at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But a long time later, I named the bee Queen. And I would call out, Queen, where are you? And she would show up and, you know, we would swim together. And then she disappeared. I didn't see her. I'm like, okay, I guess she's gone forever. I'm never going to see her again. I guess she ascended or, you know, I don't know how long they live.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't see her for a long time. And then right before I decided I was moving back off the island to Florida, because I'm from Florida. Right before that, I went swimming. And who showed up but Queen out of nowhere? And I said, wow, it's you. Amazing. I go, do you have any messages for me? I'm leaving the island. Do you have any messages for me or the other humans? And I had forgotten that other message because it was a long time ago. I wrote it down like months ago in my diary. I wrote it down. I forgot all about it. And Queen told me the exact same thing. Always, always swim downstream instead of upstream. Stop swimming upstream. Always go downstream. Go with the flow of things, that you'll be led in your river, along your river, which is your path. You will always be led, and that everybody has their own river. Don't go in somebody else's river. In other words, only follow your own path, your own path, and that we all have different paths, and you don't need to look or be jealous of anybody or copy anybody else's path. Just stay in your own river. And like, literally bringing me to tears from Queen. Wow. Yes.
What a beautiful message.
I know.
I can't wait. Guys, if you missed this, she's going to have a book coming out called Messages for Humanity. So we got to keep in touch, because when that comes out, please let me know, because I would love to have you back on again. I'm excited.
I think we just named my book, because that was going to be my second book. I think it might be my first book.
Yeah, I'm just loving it. And oh my goodness, guys. Yes, if you just popped on, please check out the replay. We had so many things that Lolly just went over. It's just amazing. And I can't thank you enough for all the time today. Thank you so very much.
You are welcome. Okay, so to find me, animals-speak, the dash is a hyphen, not the word dash. Mm-hmm. Animals-speak. My email, if you want to email me, is lolyjaneanimalcommunication@gmail.com, but you can find that on my website. My phone number is on my website. Yeah. And I have a YouTube channel, and to find it, if you know how you do the search thing on TV, on the YouTube TV, just write Loli, L-O-L-I, and then the word Jane, space, Loli, space, Jane, and my picture will come up, and you can watch me on TV.
I love this. My son we're all animal lovers here, but my one son, he has autism and he has ADHD. And when you said that, I know that picks up everybody's energies, but we're going to be watching this for sure, because he loves everything about animals, and we're going to watch this again probably over the weekend. So thank you so very much, Lolly Jane. Appreciate you so much. It's such a pleasure. Such a pleasure to have met you. And guys, I hope you'll reach out to her. If anything resonated, you can reach her at animals-speak.com. She's on YouTube, and you're on Instagram, because I have all her information.
Yes, I'm on Facebook. I have a Facebook group.
Yes.
Animal Communication and Healing. Mm-hmm. And I have a Facebook page called Lolly Jane Animal Communication and Healing. And so then Instagram. I don't know what my Instagram at telepathy. Or animal telepathy. At animal telepathy.
Okay. So
but
yeah,
I want to thank you so much, Lisa, for reaching out to me, for hosting this, and for the divine I am, because we are the divine I am.
Yes, we are, guys. Okay? Everybody, you have this capability. You just got to put that work in. If you're not already, if you didn't come here woke, you got to
woke now.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So thank you so much, Lolly Jane, and I hope you have a wonderful
namaste.
Namaste. Much love to you all, guys. Take care.
Mwah. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Take care, guys. Mwah. Bye.
That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed this amazing show on talking to animals as much as I love doing it. Be sure to subscribe for part 3. Book your animal communication session now, or check out my upcoming workshops and classes. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain, as well as opening your mind, heart, and spirit to your deep connection with your beloved animals. For more information, please visit my website at animals-speak.com or mindbodyspiritworkshops.com. And please subscribe to my monthly newsletter for invites on classes, workshops, and events, and the latest podcast. Join us next week for Communicating with Your Own Animals. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, like, and rate us. And as always, love and gratitude for listening to the Lolly Jane Animal Communication and Healing Podcast. This is Lolly Jane. Cast was created. produced and recorded, researched, and edited by Lowly Jane, and is a product of Lowly Jane Animal Communication and Healing.